This goes to Cora Pavlik, P-A-V-L-I-K-P-A-C. I think she's PAC. Fax is 989-875-5023 regarding John Swanson, S-W-A-N-S-O-N, date of birth May 27th of 1943. Dear Cora, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Swanson with diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and history of prostate carcinoma. He does see Dr. Akkad locally, A-K-K-A-D, and has been receiving Lupron shots. His PSA dramatically improved after starting the Lupron, although it did have a 50% increase between the test done in February and then the one done in November. So he's slightly concerned about that. Dr. Akkad would just like to recheck it to see if that's a trend versus just a unusual fluctuation. And he does get PSA levels checked every 3 months. Since his last visit, his glimepiride was discontinued, and he was started instead on Jardiance, 10 milligram once daily. And that's an excellent choice, which this medication is protective for kidneys and heart. So I encouraged him to stay on that as long as he can afford it. He denies any chest pain or palpitations. He was painting his daughter's house, and when he was squatting down to do the low area down by the floorboards, he would become very dizzy when he stood up, but he was squatting to paint. He wasn't sitting on a stool, and he was probably cutting off some of the blood flow to in his legs. And when he stood up, he'd be very dizzy. Although today in the office, his blood pressure is lower than we'd like to see it. I may need to decrease his Losartan slightly because we don't want him to be hypotensive and experience falls. The patient denies chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. He has occasional urinary incontinence, but no nocturia, no cloudiness or blood in the urine, no edema or claudication symptoms. Medications, medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the maximum dose of Cozaar, 100 milligrams daily, that he takes. And he's not on any other antihypertensive med. Oh, he's on Norvasc, 2.5 milligram daily at bedtime also. Physical exam. The patient is alert and oriented. He has lost 3 pounds over the last 8 months, weight 139 pounds. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 112 over 60. Standing is 102 over 60. Pulse is 81, and oxygen saturation is 94% on room air. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no palpable masses. Extremities, there's no edema, no ulcerations or lesions. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 20th of 2022. Creatinine is improved at 1.0. Estimated GFR is 60. Albumin 4.1, calcium 9.2, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 4.4, hemoglobin 14.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, diabetic nephropathy with improved creatinine levels, hypertension, history of prostate carcinoma that's markedly improved since his Lupron shots have started, and that is being monitored by Dr. Akkad. And hypertension, but he's currently hypotensive and symptomatic also with position changes. I've asked him to check his blood pressure at home at various times of the day. He doesn't have to do it more than once a day, but one morning he could do it before breakfast, the next day after lunch, the next day an hour or two after dinner, etc. We'd like to have a week's worth of his blood pressure readings, and then we may need to decrease the Losartan to 50 milligram daily due to the symptomatic hypotension. So he will be calling with his blood pressure readings next week. We'd like him to continue having lab studies done for us every 3 months. and he'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.